Begin the current daven sechtes krisis daf gimel. Begin four lines down with the top of the yamid. The gemara continues in the related discussion from the previous daf, where we opened up the previous daf. The gemara explaining the first words opening up our perek, our mesechta, our mishnah. Shleish meshesh, there's 36 krisis, which the gemara wondered Rabbi Yechanan, what's the utility of saying the number? To say that even if he does all of them in one lapse of awareness, he's going to be liable for a separate karma chatas, if it's meshegig, for each one individually. So on that, Agamar continues on that theme regarding what is the kaveya, what is the denominator that tells us that this will be a separate liability of a karma chatas. Amar Blaza, Amar Paishi, says, Kalmokim shatamaitzi, beiz lavin, wherever you find that there are two different negative prohibitions, the karas achel, even though they mention the Torah as one punishment of karas, chilik chatas by nayin, there will be a division of karbanois chatas between the two of them. Meaning, if you do both these violations and one lapse of awareness, one will be liable for two. Even though we were saying in our Mishnah, we were mentioning them as krisis, it's not that that's the primary thing. Even if there are one karas but two negative prohibitions, that will go ahead and divide them as different karbanos chatas. And says the Gemara, what's that case? Where do you find that something is two negative prohibitions but mentioned as one karas in the Torah? It's mefatim besach. It's regarding the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Which is two different prohibitions. That of going ahead and compounding that, making it oneself, and also sach, smearing it, anointing it on one's body. The Pasuk says in Sefer Shemayis, al besar adam leisach, don't anoint it on the body of just a regular person. And also regarding its measurements, one should not go ahead and compound it himself. So we see that it's mentioned as two different negative prohibitions. Now, karasecha, but it's mentioned as one punishment of karas, because the next pasuk says, ashayirkach kamayu, someone that's going to go ahead and make it according to those measurements, vashayitimim in alzar, or that will go ahead and put it on a foreigner, v'nichras me'amav, is going to get karas. So we see that the concept of karas is mentioned on both of them together. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Lazar Amrheches Halacha is saying, even though it's one karas, but since it's two lav, and one will be chayav two separate karbachatas for both of them. Ask the Gemara, but v'chima'acher delav mochlokim, if that's the case, like Rabbi Yishai says, that it's the negative prohibitions that goes in and divides them separately. So then we have a question of what we mentioned at the end of the previous stuff. Karas ta'chayisid dekas rachmana, this that the Torah specified, it went through and said, a separate liability of karas by the negative prohibition of the erva of having relations with one's sister, lamali, what was the utility of writing that? In other words, you don't need it like we had answered on the previous daf. L'chalik, we said, oh, it's to divide. To say that if you have a woman that is his sister, and it's also his father's sister, and that same woman is his mother's sister, which there's three negative prohibitions in there, so we're saying, oh, we needed the Torah to tell you, special halacha, that you can be chayav on each one individually. Of course, because those are three different lavin. And we're saying that the primary element is that they have different lavin. They have different lavin. So of course, you can be chayav a different karmachatas in each one. So why did we need achaisa if based on Rebbe's concept? Of course, you can be chayav in each one individually. Says the Gemara, you're right. Rebbe Yitzchak kedi isle. According to Rebbe Yitzchak, it's going to be like we interpreted on the previous staff, that he says that it's to tell you that achaisa and also all the arayas, which we're learning out from achaisa, is only going to have karas and not going to be exempted with Malkus, because there is no Malkus for that rise. And L'Rabbanan may buy low. According to Rabbanan, the reason why you need to have it to tell you is for his sister, that's which we learned in the top of this Amin, that's not only his sister from only his father or his mother, but it's both his paternal and maternal sister, meaning like a regular case where it's his sister from both parents. To say that we cannot punish based on logic. Now, essentially what the Gemara is saying is that really the whole pasuk you need to have only because achaisa of the seifa, which that was because of a chiddush, like we're saying, for each one we're coming to learn from it, either to say that there's not going to be malchus by the arayis, or because it's only karis, or to say achaisa that's bas of the bas imay. But regards to what we had originally said, oh, but the first achaisa that it mentions, that was coming to say this halacha, the Gemara is saying, you're right, you don't need to learn it out from there, because that you know from Rabbi Yishai's halacha. Rather, like Rashi points out, that when we say a chiddush, the parasha goes through and repeats a whole element, and it could say the word achaisa more than once, but really the halacha we know is actually from Rabbi Yishai's teaching, because yeah, of course, even though it's three different isurim and it's one woman, still of course we'll know, because there's three different lav, and of course you'll be chayav on each one individually. Now, in Amar Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Avanan Amtinin, he says, and we could support Rabbi Yishai, because we learned the same thing in the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, and he's going through the list of the 36 creases. So in that list, it was Hamafatim Es Hashem, and if someone compounds the same ingredients as the Shemen HaMishcha, or Hamafatim Es HaKeter, if someone compounds the ingredients of the incense, or Vasach B'Shemen HaMishcha, if someone anoints the original Shemen HaMishcha anointing oil on his body, on the Zar, on the foreigner. So says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Lomali the Tanya Hamafatim Es HaKeteris B'Mitzah. Why are we compounding the keteris, which are herbs, putting that in the middle of the two different violations of the Shemen HaMishcha? We're putting the compounding of the anointing oil, then keteris in the middle, and then going in and smearing the original Shemen HaMishcha on one's body. So it says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Lavo Kamashlon, isn't this what the Mishnah is coming to teach us? That Ma keteris is coming to put it in the middle to tell you, just like regarding the incense, La Befnei Atzmai, it has its own negative prohibition, because there is no halacha of problem of smelling the keteris. There's only one lav, and v'chayav malan, the Gersha takes out the word karas, befnei atzmo, it's going to have its own liability. So af mefatim shemen, v'sach nami, so too we're coming to divide them to say, so too for compounding and anointing the Shemen HaMishcha, kiven the lav befnei atzmo, since it has its own negative prohibition, albeit that we said that karas is mentioned together, chayav malan befnei atzmo, it's coming to say that one is liable for each one individually, even if you do both of them in one lapse of awareness. And he preempts, he says, and then Vechitim, if you're going to say that no, the Kabbalah misna bitumim b'havya dadi, no, we really wanted to say, maybe it's not a proof, we just wanted to say both compoundings together, and therefore we have the compounding of the Keteris together with the compounding of the Shemen HaMishcha, but then said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so then nisninu epoch, then read it in a different order. It should have said, a mefatim es keteris, someone compounds the keteris, if a mefatim es shemen and compounds the shemen and mishcha, so then you'll have both pitumah together, and then you'll say vasach shemen and mishcha, but you'll have the two halachas of shemen and mishcha together. Amai palgal shemen, why did we divide the two prohibitions by shemen by putting in keteris in the middle? Lavo kamashamon, isn't it coming to tell us the yeshkeli chatois b'nei, to say that there's a division of chatois between the two different isurim of the Shemen, Shema Mino, that's a proof for a Pesach Halacha, that although the Mishnah has one Karas in the Torah, but since they're two different Lavin, they're going to get two different Karbonas Chatzos. Now the Gemara continues with the list in the Halacha of a Mishnah that we said that each one of them are Chayiv on Karas, and then if one does a B'Shogig or Karma Chatzos, was Habala Zachar. If someone cohabits on a male, engaged in the act of homosexuality, then there's a Chayiv of Karas. So ask the Gemara as follows. Tana b'maikah chashem. What exactly is the Tana calculating? In other words, we had said in the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda pointed out why we sang a number of 36 to say, oh, if you did all of them in one lapse of awareness, oh, that you'll be liable on each one individually. On that asked the Gemara, how can you have all 34, because really it's not 36, two of them are positive commandments that the Mishnah already points out, there's no karma chatas. How are you going to have all 34 but with one person, one lapse of awareness? And that is, ibegavri, if we're talking about a man, so okay, we could understand the halacha that he's reveya, an animal. He engaged in an act of bestiality, that he's the actor on the animal. But then dali ishan ervas, then you know the other halacha regarding bestiality, when the woman brings an animal out to her, that she's she's the receiver. And therefore then you're missing one, because he's a male and not a female. And Ibn Nashri Kachashav, and if you're saying we're talking about women, so then all the halacha of the Mishnah would be talking about, although we say the male version, it really means to say that if she has relations with her son, or with her husband's son, with her father-in-law, with her son-in-law, and with an animal, meaning which would be in the feminine, and so to all the other arayas, fine, but then Dalman Han Habala Zachar Bala Behema, then you're missing engaging with an act with a male, because that's actually not a problem, and with an animal, with those are not, which meaning to say to be the one that's the reveya, not the nirva, which don't apply to a woman. And then ubatzlu tarti, then you're missing two out of the 34. That you only left with 32, which Rashi points out, you can't ask about pesach amila, which obviously circumcision does not apply to a woman. Because, like we said, those are anyways not in the category of the chatois, because you don't bring a carbon for them. Carbon is only for negative prohibition, as we'll explain later on, that the Mishnah already alluded to. But one thing is, so who is these 34 for? If it's a man, it's 33. If it's a woman, it's 32. So Amar Bichon, this is Lo'ilam Tana Gavir Kachash. The truth is, the Tana is talking about a man. But Tana Hachi, and this is the way you have to read it. Habala Zachar, if someone, he's the one that cohabits on the male, or behavi zachar olav, or he brings a male on him, then Rabbi Shmuel, it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, which is in Masechta Sanhedrin Perek Dalet Mises, the Omer Chayiv Shtayim. He says that there's two different liabilities when one engages in the act of homosexuality, depending on what act he's engaged in. which Rebbe Vo brings over there in Sanhedrin Daf Nadal Mabez, the pasuk says, Lo Yekadesh, which is a prohibition to be the Nishkam, to be the passive actor, which that's the prohibition and the punishment from Gzeir Shavu, where it says, Vegam Kadesh Yibarat. Now Rashi points out that someone would ask then, wait a second, then regarding all the arayas, where do we find that there's an azhara for a woman who she's always the nishkaf, she's always the passive role, to say that she has all these prohibitions like a male, where we say that all of them have a negative prohibition, where do we have a ribui? Just like you say you have to have a special ribui for the nishkaf by mishkaf zachar. So and that says Rashi, no, it's different over there. Because the female, she also has pleasure from that cohabitation. And that applies to the pasuk, Hanafashis ha'aisis, she's considered like an active role also. But by Mishkev Zachar, in homosexuality, where he doesn't have pleasure, there we need a special Azara. That's Rabbi Shmuel, who has a special limit for that from the Pasuk of Liyah Kaddish, and therefore that's the Girsa that should be in the Mishnah. It's not bringing an animal onto him, it's bringing a male onto him, it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, and then you could have all 34 just with a male. But that is the Gemara from Liktani, but when we learn regarding the category of the creases of our Mishnah, Megadiv b'seifa. We learn regarding a blasphemy at the end of the Mishnah, which we say that that has to go ahead and bring a carbon like this whole list. U'mekmina lam, and later on we explain that that's going to Rabbi Akiva, who he says at the end of the parakat of Zayin Amud Aleph, that a Megadiv, a blasphemer, brings a carbon. So, Reisha nam Rabbi Akiva. So that would come out that the Reisha of the Mishnah, the whole list, is also like Rabbi Akiva. Now, Bechitem Rabbi Akiva here, and if you're going to say, okay, yeah, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, Uber Reisha Sovel Kribi Shmol, and in the Reisha, regarding the opening part of the list, that we're saying that the what we're talking about, the Nishkav, the one who is bringing something on himself, is regarding a male, and therefore it could still be 34, which is the total list, like we're saying, look, Rabbi Shmol. But Vomer, Rebbevo said, Haba Allah Zachar, Vehevi Zachar Love. If someone engages in homosexuality in both acts, he cohabits on the male, he brings the male on him. So, Rabbi Shmuel, demopically, mitarti kurai, say, says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who learns it out from two different sukkim, you have a pasuk in Vayikra that says, Meve'ez Zachar loy tishkam, one should not lay with a male. And there's a pasuk in Devarim, Umeloy, Umevaloy yi a kaddish mem neyisol. There shouldn't be a kaddish, which is the male version of a kadesha, of a prostitute, which is a male version of the Jewish people. So, chayiv shtayim. So, there's going to be two different liabilities. One is of the mashkim, and one of the nishkaf. But he said, Rabbi Akiva, in the Chayiv al-Achis, says, according to Rabbi Akiva, only be liable for one. Why? Because although he learns out both prohibitions about laying and being laid, but the Mechad Kro Nafikle, but he learns out from one Pasuk, as Zachar Le Tishkav. Where do you see from that Pasuk? Although it's talking about being the active participant of Le Tishkav, but he says, Kari Bey, and the Gir says, Le Tishkav, one should not be lain with. So therefore, he learns them out from both things. So, says Rabbi Vo, according to Rabbi Akiva, although both are problematic, if you do both, it's only going to be one violation because they're both included in one pasuk. But one thing we see, that you can't say the ratio of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva like Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Vo points out clearly that Rabbi Akiva would hold you actually chayv only one, not two. So, Ella rather says the Gemara, ratio Rabbi Shmuel. In actuality, the ratio of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. And so too is the safe of the Mishnah, because to be Megadiv Savlik Rabbi Akiva, regarding the halacha of blaspheming, that it's Rabbi Akiva that we say he's the one that holds that one's chayav a carbon for it, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to that, and therefore that still resolves the halacha of the Mishnah that is talking about a male, and you can still have all the categories in the male. But as to Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, so then Nisni Nami, then we should actually add on to the list Habala Behema, Fahibi Behema Love. It should say not only one who cohabits with an animal, but brings the animal on him, that could also apply to a male, and we're saying we're including the Nishkav, the passive role of the male, should also be included with bestiality with an animal. That says the Gemara, Ha'oma Abaya. Abaya said, Habala Behema, if someone cohabits on an animal, Fahibi Behema Love, and brings the animal onto him, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, in that case, unlike Mishkav Zachar, will only be liable for one. Because the Chik Siv Kro, when do we have the pasuk that includes the Nishkav, the passive role of the male, is Begavrik Siv. That was said regarding men, people, because Mishkav Zachar is not for an animal, because the pasuk is Liyah Kaddish. Kaddish is, that Kaddishus would only apply by a man, does not apply the category of Znus with an animal, and therefore, you can't add that onto the list, and therefore, again, the list is complete, like we said, with a man, and it's not Ba'a Behema Aleha, because we're not talking about a woman, we're talking about a man bringing a male on himself. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation to explain the halacha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lassim Shmei the Ravam, he says that, yeah, like we pointed out, that we're talking about a man. But then the question was, so now you're losing out the case of the woman, which was a case of an ish nirvas, by a woman who's lain with a carnal act with an animal. And that says, Rav, yeah, you're right. Tana toni shleishim b'shalosh chatois. You're right. When we're saying that all of them in the lapse of awareness, that one person can be liable for all of them, that is not 34. That was actually 33 karbonos chatos. V'tani shalosh krisis, and these other three krisis, that of a ish nirvas, which obviously not applicable, we're talking about a man, and the karban pesach and mila, l'siyuminu b'krisis, that was just to conclude the amount of those halachas which have a punishment of karas. Because the tani seif, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, it says, Pesach, or Mila, if someone doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, or doesn't circumcise, it's b'mitzvah aseh, is violating a positive commandment. Now the question is, Pesach, Mila, my katanilu, why is Pesach, Mila counted over here in the Mishnah, where to say it in this whole amount, which we're saying is to say that one is liable to all of them in one lapse of awareness, v'yitem alasui Karban alayin, if you think it's to tell us that because they're also b'chayav Karban Chatos for not bringing the Karban Pesach, or for doing circumcision, on that the question is, mi'maisi? Does someone bring a karma chatas for that? But Vatanya learned a braisa that says, the whole Torah, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, are compared to idolatry. Where? The chesed, like it says, the pasuk in the midbar, it says, Torah achas yilachem lo isa mishkaga. There should be one Torah, one law for all those who do something by mistake. Vanefesh ashatasa biyad rama, and the soul who's going to do something with an outstretched arm, which the pasuk there is referring to the violation of idolatry. So we see that the pasuk is comparing Torah, the whole Torah, to Avodah Zarah, which teaches us Mavitz Kechavim just regarding idolatry. That the Torah is warning you, Shev Valtasa, sit and don't do that negative act. And that's where we see that one is liable if he does it deliberately on Karas, and if he does it by mistake of Karma Chatas. And we know that because the pasuk there before says, Eiz Bashnas L'Chatas, one will have to bring a goat in its first year of Karma Chatas. Avkol, so to all is Shev Valtasa. When is someone liable if it does deliberately karas and by mistake is being chayav karma chatas? That's only if it's saying, don't do and sit, which in contrast to a positive commandment is to do. And we see that therefore that's not going to be included in the karma chatas. Rather, isn't it obvious that tanish leishim v'sholosh chatayis, when we're counting this whole list, which is to say that one would be liable for each one of karma chatas, that was not including the final two. It was only saying actually 33 karma chatas. And the Girsa takes out the next three words, Manda Avdi Bishagi. The Hadatani, Shalish Krisis, Lisimin, Lakrisis. And then it says three others, which you're right, they're not really included for this halacha of being liable for Karma Chadas and one lapse of awareness. It's just to finish off the list that there are three exceptions that they are at least part of the halacha of getting Karas, which is Isha Nirvas, Lebehema, and Shabbos, and Mila, and Karm Pasach. Shmamina, therefore, again, that proves our point that. Yeah, it was told about a man, and you're right, it's not 36, it's not even 34, it was 33, and there were just three that were mentioned to total off the list of chiva krisis. Now, the Mishnah said also one of the items is hamachalas Shabbos. Someone who desecrates the laws of Shabbos is chayev for karas. So Amri, they said to ask, Shabbos, mem chaser achas habin. Shabbos is 39 malachas, 39 chiyuv echatas. And therefore, as we said this in the previous daf, that's why it says there in that Mishnah to say that each one you're liable, just like the same idea we said in our Mishnah. So actually, it should say 74 krisis. Why is it saying that it's only 36? Each one of these 39 should be their own separate chiyav karis, which again, if one does it by mistake, a karma chatas. So Amram Yechani says, Tana, the Tana of Mishnah was teaching Shigiga Shabbos, a case when someone was in error regarding Shabbos, where he thought the day was a weekday. Vizat malachas. But he was deliberate regarding the activities that he do. He knew that these things were malachas that are forbidden to be done on Shabbos. And therefore, even if he does all the av malachas on Shabbos, delay mechay, velachad, they actually know there's only going to be liability for one karban chatas, which is for the one error that he made, which that was the one error that he did, which was regarding the day of Shabbos. And our Mishnah, because they wanted to tell us regarding the chiyav chatas, it said it in regard to the krisis. But therefore, it's considered as one karas because it's going on the Shigiga Shabbos and Zad Malachas. It's kind of like Luna Brysom that Heina Shehi Achas. You could have a case of them that is one. In other words, the Pasuk, when it talks about the liability of Shabbos, it says, V'asim Achas Mehena, if someone's going to do one of them. Now, the truth is, it should have said, Achas Mehena, one of them. Why say, Me Achas Mehena, from one from them? Which sounds like that sometimes one will violate one sin. And it's going to be Heina. It's going to be many Karban Chatas. And sometimes you're going to have Hena, which are going to be many sins, that's going to be Achas, that's going to be only one liability. Which, that's the case that we're talking about, the Shigga Shabbos Vezadim Malachas. That's Hena, that's Achas, which, although you're doing many Malachas deliberately, but still there's only going to be one Chiv Chatzis, because it's the one error that you're making that you're liable to Karma Chatzis for, which is the one error of thinking that it's not Shabbos. And that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about, therefore it's one, quote, Karis, which is the one Karma Chatzis. That has to come up, but why? Venis Nizad and Shabbos, but why? Why didn't the Mishnah say a case when, no, he was deliberate regarding Shabbos? And that is, he knew today was Shabbos, the Shig is Malachas, but he didn't know that these are Malachas that have been done on Shabbos. But he knows that Shabbos is Shabbos, because he knows at least regarding one area, not even one Lamentas Malachas, but rather that he knows that you're not allowed to go out of the Tchum, the 2000 Amma boundary from Shabbos. The Mechayiv Mem Chasa Achas, which that's the case where actually the person would be liable for 39 Malachas if he does them all in one lapse of awareness. To tell, like with Nebraisa, which the inverse is, V'asa Me'achas Mein, like we said, if he does from one from them, which is the words of the Pasuk, there's two ideas, like we said. Pa'am Shechayiv Achas Akul, and sometimes you'd be liable for only one on all of them, which is the previous case that we mentioned before. U'pa'am Shechayiv Akul Achas V'achas, sometimes you'd be liable for each one individually. As the Gir says, V'tanyu Lit Nebraisa, what's achas shehiena? What's the case of one that's many, meaning that for one mitzvah like Shabbos, you'll be chayv many karbonos chatas? That's zad and Shabbos for shigis malachas. That's when you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know these are malachas. So why is the Mishnah saying 36 when it could say 74, which don't say the case of shigis Shabbos and zad malachas? It should say zad and Shabbos and shigis malachas. Says the Gemara, no, Tana, the Tana, the Mishnah, Shigya Shabbos Bezadim Malachas Adifale. It was more preferable for him to say this case of when he didn't know it was Shabbos, and he knew that these things were Malachas, to say that, because that actually tells us a Chiddush, where even though regarding all the Malachas that the person did, he was deliberate, but the Mechatas Mi Alei Mifter, but that he's not going to be exempt, at least from one Karma Chatas, because although every Malach he did, he knew he was doing, yeah, but Shabbos, to the entirety of Shabbos, he didn't realize that they were Shabbos. So that Shkaga, he's going to be Chayiv, and therefore that's going to be one Karman Chatzis, like we said. That's the case of Hena Shehi Achas. Or another interpretation is that the reason why it was preferable to say Shigya Shabbos and Zad Malachas is because that's a definitive case. Because from the moment someone is in error regarding if the day is Shabbos, he's for sure going to be Chayiv one Karman Chatzis. Because even if he's, let's say, in error regarding all the Malachas, he's still going to be liable only one. Because that the one error of not knowing a Shabbos already, you won't know anything more than the Malachas. But if someone is in error regarding the Malachas, to say he'll be chayv on each one individually, like we're asking, that's not so definitive, because sometimes, actually, no, he'll be exempt from all those extra liabilities, because if he's also in error regarding Shabbos, which is called Helim Zeb Zeb Yaday, which he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, doesn't know that it's Malachas, the Gemara tells in Shabbos of Ayin Mabez that it actually is only going to be liable for one. And therefore, that's more logical to say that we're talking about the case in our Mishnah of Shigya Shabbos. And the way we know this is because, says the Gemara, V'chinat Tamitzi Gabbat Vetzkechav, because we find the same thing regarding the other case in our Mishnah, regarding idolatry, which is also only mentioned as one Chiv Karsis, one Karmachadis, and not more. So obviously, because the Tani was telling us a case of Shigas of Vetzkechav, Mezad Navaitis, where he was in error, he didn't realize that this was idolatry, although he knew that these were the services that are done in the worship of idolatry. Where, because had we been speaking in our Mishnah regarding that it was an error regarding the Avodas, then actually it would be four Karban Chatzis for four different Avodas of Avodah Zarah, of slaughtering, burning, libations, and prostrating and bowing down. So obviously we see that those are the cases we mentioned in our Mishnah regarding the Shigiga of Avodas Chavim or of Shabbos and the Zadon of the Malachas or the Avodas. So on that theme, the Gemara asks, Shigas Avodas Chavim Hechadami. So if that's the case that we're talking about, what's the case that, okay, someone knew the services he was doing, but he didn't realize that this was idolatry. What would that case be talking about? It says, the Gemara explains, if you think that he's standing in the temple of an idol, he thinks he's in the shul, and he bows down, so his heart is for heaven, even if he would be in a base in a house of idolatry and he would bow down for the sake of heaven, so he's actually not doing anything wrong, so there wouldn't be any even a karma chatzis. So how could that be the case of shkogav v'tzkechav v'tzkechav karma chatzis? Well, rather, what are you going to say? No, the chazan darta besagili. He sees a statue and he bows down to it. So the Gemara asks, either kibla lebalaha, if when he's doing this he's accepting it as a deity, so bar skilahu, so he's actually liable to be stoned, not just a karma chatzis, because since he's worshipping it, so then he's chayv skila. And Vidalei Kibla Belaha, and if he's not accepting it as a god, so Lav Midihu, so he hasn't done anything because he's not doing it for the purposes of Avodah Zarah. So the bow down is nothing. So what's this case of Shkag by Avodah Zarah to be Chayav Bekar Mechatzes? So rather, what are you going to say? Talking about where he bows down to an idol, a true, a bona fide idol, but he's doing Mahava Meira, out of love, out of fear, meaning out of love for a person or fear from a person, where he thinks, yeah, you're allowed to go ahead and serve an idol if it's because of different emotions he has to another person, which he's in mistake regarding the worship of the Avodah Zarah. But he knows what he's doing, that he's intending to serve it, so he's bezod the malachas, but he thinks that the actual Avodah Zarah is not a problem because he thinks you could do it if you're in love with someone or you have fear from someone. Says the Gemara, "Bahani chalabaya." That interpretation would be good according to Abaya. The machayv, it says, actually, in such a case, would be considered a shkaga of avodah zarah, and you'd be chayv kar machatz. But El Rav, the mapaka, but according to Rav, in that case, that he holds actually the person's exempt. That's not even considered a shkaga. So, Michael and Amos, so what are you going to say? What's the interpretation according to him of shigas of avodah zarah? So the Gemara contains Amud Bein and says, "El ba'ima mutter." Rather, the case is talking about where a person says he thinks that it's permitted to go out and worship avodah zarah, where that's a shkaga in avodah zarah and a shkaga in the services too, because the adkan lekibayim in a rav from Rav Nachman. Because up until now, where do we have the question of rav from Rav Nachman is as brought in Sanhedrin of Samuel Beizim et al. Where you have what's called hel mezeh vezeh biyadai, which is if you're not aware of the main idea and its services. His whole question was ele ichad mechayev, if you're going to be liable for one because it's one big mistake, itar mechayev, or if you're liable for two because each one is considered a separate mistake. But he didn't have to ask that, to say one would be totally exempt, meaning one is for sure going to be liable when he thinks the whole thing is permitted, and therefore that would be the case according to Rava in the Shigas Avodah Zarah, where he doesn't even realize that the Avodah Zarah and its services are prohibited. That's a shkaga to be chayiv on it, a karmachatas. And that then would be the one karmachatas that we're saying here regarding not being aware that it's Avodah Zarah. Another interpretation, Rav Papa, he says, "Mishkachas la betinik shenishba lebeinu oivde kechavim." He says you could find it by what's called a tinik shenishba, which literally means to say a child that was taken in captivity amongst the non-Jews, which means that he grew up amongst the non-Jews, and he's in error regarding this being an idol, though a forbidden worship of idolatry. But he knows that these are services that are done for idolatry. For example, therefore that could be exactly like we had wanted to answer before, to say that's going to be only one, because in the previous discussion it explained what shigas avodah zarah, but it could still be that maybe it should be more, and why is it mentioned only as one? Here he's saying you could even say it as shigas avodah zarah men zad navodis, like we said for Shabbos. And Toma, for example, the yadu dasir avodis kechavim, he knows that idolatry is forbidden, he knows the services that are forbidden to be done, but vahani avodis kechavim lo yadu dasir, but he didn't know regarding these idols, he grew up amongst them, he didn't know that they're forbidden. Where he subsequently goes and he hears that these avodah zarahs that were there are forbidden with these four acts of service, where he knew that acts were forbidden, that was the one shkoga that he did. That's where, if one does deliberately, would be chayav karas, and by mistake will be chayav a kar mechatas, but it will be one kar mechatas because only shkoga on the avodah zarah. Or it says Gemara Vibayim, if you want, you could say I feel tam begadol. No, you don't have to say tinik shenish, but that never knew that this was problematic. You could even say a regular Jewish adult, but kagain datayin bahadin krab, but he made an error in how he read the pasuk in Shemais. Pasuk says, Hashem says, "Lisasan iti elehi chesav elehi zav v'gomer." Don't make with me gods of silver, gods of gold, etc. Now, some of this person thought, "Ki asirish tachavo." When is bowing down to an idol forbidden? Lavi desar the kesav zav, something that's distinguished, like the pasuk says, an idol made out of silver, out of gold, of deminach v'nishari. But he thought, okay, something made out of something else is permitted. The hainu shigas avodis kechavim, where that is an error in the idol, where he thought that there's no problem with the zav if it lets him made out of wood. But it was deliberate. He knew these acts of service are forbidden, but he didn't know it's for this. That would be a case of shigas avodah zarah to be chayv only one karmel chatzis. Or the Gemara goes back to the primary question that we mentioned before, which is not only for avodah zarah, but also regarding Shabbos, which each one of them has many violations in that category, which we had asked regarding Shabbos. Okay, so why is saying only 36 in our Mishnah, say 74? So Rav Acha bar Davika Mishmidr of Bibi Amar, he says that actually what we're mentioning in the Mishnah could even be like we had asked, Zadin Shabbos and Shigas Malachas. So then the Gemara's question was, wait a second, it should count many more Karban Chatzos than 36. So that says the Gemara, Tana, he wasn't going to go through and calculate all the total amounts of Karas that are possible to be. Rather, shame Shabbos for shame avodas kechavim ketani. He was talking about the category of Shabbos and avodas zarah. And you're right, in each one, there's many more karbanos chatas that are possible in each one. And he says, "Bimai, where do I know this from?" He says, "Because of the tani." We learn in our Mishnah regarding one of the when it was counting the creases. Says habal isha ubita. Says if someone has relations with a woman and her daughter, which means he gets married to both vali shasish or a married woman. So says the Gemara, "Vayishbita manusasa de legatanila." You have another one that should have been mentioned, that of a daughter from the woman that he raped, which is also forbidden for him. And it doesn't say it. Obviously, because you say the category, and then there are those which are not mentioned, which of course could be added on. To which the Gemara asks, Ami, they said, no, that's not a proof. The chsiv and ketani, those which are written in the Torah, are mentioned in the Mishnah. But the loichsiv and those which are not written in the Torah, where bitam and asasa is not written in the Torah. Rather, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, at the end of the first paragraph of Yeralf Manav, we learn it out from Exer Shav of Heina Heina, Zima Zima. So, loichetani, that we're not going to say in the Mishnah, so that's not a proof. But then he answers back, no, but for Ikka, but there's also Bas Ishta, his wife's daughter, and the Gir says Ubas Bita, and his daughter's daughter, Ubas Bana, her daughter's daughter, Ubas Bana, or her son's daughter, the Chsiv of Liktani, those are written in Torah. He said everything written in Torah said, those are written, and now Mishnah doesn't say it. Ella, rather, it's obvious, because Shem Ishta Bita Ketani, the category of a woman and her daughter, it said. But that includes other ones which are not said in the Mishnah of her daughter's daughter, her son's daughter. Sachanam here also shame Shabbos v'shem of its kecham ketani. There's therefore mentioned the category of Shabbos, category of its zar. But yeah, of course, as in the case of zadin Shabbos and shigis malachas, it could be many, many more karbanos chatas from this category than the 36 mentioned in the Mishnah. However, Rav Acha Barei Dravika, who he was the one who just said over this answer from Rabbi, Rami, he posed a contradiction then delay on Rabbi on Rabbi. And he asked, which he had said this over, he says, Miyomer Rabbi Bar Abaye Hachi, did really Rabbi Bar Abaye say, like I just answered, that Shem Shabbos Ketani, B'Shem Avodas Kechavim Ketani, that, yeah, we were just talking about categorical, the category of Shabbos and that of Avodah Zarah? But V'idma, but we learned, Mesach L'Zvachim Nefkov Zayin Min Aleph, Hamala Evari Panim, if someone brings up and sacrifices limbs that were slaughtered of a carbon in the Azara, it was done appropriately in the courtyard, but he goes and he then burns them Bachutz out of the Azara, which the Issa of Halal, Bachutz, so Chayiv is going to be liable. So to Evari Chutz, limbs of a carbon that were slaughtered out of the Azara, that were then also went and sacrificed Bachutz out of the Azara, is also Chayiv, also going to be Chayiv for Halal. Whether it was slaughtered inside or outside, when you sacrifice it outside, it's going to be liable for Halal Bachutz. Now, the Kashal of Rabbi Bar Abaye, Rabbi Bar Abaye had asked over the Mesach Lizvachim, and he says, Ihach, if that's the case, so then in our Mishnah, in regarding the creases, when it talks about the chorus of being Mala Evar and Bachutz, it should have mentioned, if someone brings up the limbs that were Evar Penim, and also if someone's Mali, the Evar Bachutz, because Hadit Nan Shalashim Meshach Kreis of Atayra, this that it says over there that there are 36 creases in the Torah, Tlasin v'sheven in, or there actually should be 37, because we just pointed out that there's two different types of Allah, as it says in Masechta Zvachim. There's the Amala of Evar Pnim, and there's the Amala of Evar Bechutz. And therefore, why does it say 36? It should say 37. That was his question. On that, as Rav Acha Bar Dravika, my kashale, based on what he's saying over here, what's his question? Nishani should have answered, Shem Allah Katani. Yeah, of course, there's two different Allahs. Depending if it's Evar Panim or Evar Bechutz, that was slaughtered either inside or outside, but it's talking the general category of what is brought up as a sacrifice on the outside, based on what he's saying over here, Shem Shabbos and Shem Avodah Zarah. So what's his question? To which the Gemara answers, no, Midami, is it comparable? Not a contradiction. Shabbos Avodah Kechavim Tanu Yasain. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, their calculations of all their amounts of liabilities are mentioned. That by Shabbos is mentioned in Masechta Shabbos, Navayin Yom Aleph. Regarding Avodah Zarah, it's mentioned in Masechta Sanhedrin, Nav Samech Mebeis, and the Girsa is Bevoincheihin, which means say in their place. There are separate Masechtas, that there are other places that it mentions all their calculations of all that are included in their categories. So therefore, Gabi Creases, the Irius, or regarding our Masechta of Creases, where it's just mentioning it because it wants to talk about all the mitzvahs that one would be liable to karas on. So therefore, Mishani, that's why he answers that Shem Shabbos Ketani. So it just mentioned the main category of Shabbos, Shem Avodah Kecham, the main category of Avodah Zarah. But Gabi Allah, but regarding sacrificing, bringing up a carbon out of the Azara, Mitana Yasain, and again the Girs is Bevoincheihin, Dishani Hachi, does it say it in its place that it should say a category? It doesn't say anywhere else in the Mishnah that we find that it tells us there are two types of liabilities for Allah. And that's why his question was, if there are, he should have said them as separately, and therefore it's not a difficulty, it's not a contradiction, it still makes sense, his question, even based on what he says over here. Now, relating back to the halacha of our Mishnah, continuing on a similar theme that we said in Amman Alpha from Rehoshia, he asked the following question, which is the opposite of what Rav Hirshi had said, the inverse. Beis creases volav echad mahu. What's Allah if you have something that the Torah mentions them as two separate chiva creases, but they're mentioned in one negative prohibition? If someone does it in one lapse of awareness, is he going to be liable for one or two? Would we separate the cause of the separate creases as separate carbon chattis, just like Rav Hirshi says regarding lavin, or not, and that it's going to be only one carbon chattis? So Amalei said to him, and the Gemara says, Sheikhet v'malek kamrit? What's the case that you're talking about that you think that there's two creases and one lav regarding if someone slaughters and also sacrifices b'chutz, a carbon out of the Azara, where there's two creases in Parshat Achrei Mais. One, it says, mentioned in both separate covers in Parshat Achrei, but it mentioned only one negative prohibition in Parshat Sirei, where it says, Yisham alocha pentaloi lasecha b'chol makim, wherever it says pen and al, it means a negative prohibition. But by Shechita, it doesn't say a separate negative prohibition. Because this is, says in parashas in Vayikra Yudzayim, Vel Yizbuchu Eides Evcheyem, the Gemara Zvachim Nefkavav Mamalav explains it's not talking about slaughtering Bachut, it's talking about someone who slaughters an animal for Avodah Zarah Makailas. So are you telling me that's where you think it, that you have two creases but one lav? But that's what he says, that's not a good question. Hani Shnei Lav and Inu, that's also not only two creases, also actually two negative prohibitions. So of course one would be Chayav Asar Bachatas for each. Because Ilaman Domim Gzer Shava, whether we're going according to the one who learns Rabbi Gzer Shava over the Masech Dezvachim, where Nemar Kana says over here by slaughtering Bachutz, it says Hava, where it says Val Pesach Amoid Lo Hevi, who didn't bring it to the opening of the Almoid, rather he slaughtered it outside. Vinem Lahalan says over the Bahala, by burning it, bring it up to the top of the altar, Hava, where it says Val Pesach Amoid Lo Yevienu. So we learn out, Malahal, and just like over there, Bahala, Lo Onesh Elam Kin Hizr, there's only a punishment because there's a negative prohibition. Afkan Lo Onesh Elam Kin Hizr. So to over here, we learn that that it says a punishment only because there is a warning, there's a negative prohibition. So we know there's a law for it. And if Laman de Maisi Lo Behekesh, or whether it's the one who learns out from a Hekesh, a comparison in the Pasuk, because Amakra, the Pasuk says in the Varm, Sham Tala, there you should bring it up. For Sham Tasa, there you should do it, which refers to slaughtering. So Makash Shechit Lallah, the Pasuk is equating slaughtering to bringing up, to burn it on the top of the altar, which teaches, Ma'alo loy onesham kinhiza, just like bring it up, it's not punishing it only because it has a negative prohibition. Av Shechit Lallah onesham kinhiza, so just slaughtering is only punished because of a negative prohibition. So where do you have a case of two creases and one lav? That case is two creases and two lav. So he tells him, Dilma, maybe what you meant to ask was Beis Mises v'lav echad kamrit. Maybe you meant to say not two creases and one lav, but actually two death penalties, which is a death by the hand of the courts, and one negative prohibition. That was your question. Mahi, and what case would that be? That would be Oiv Yadayni, which are two types of necromancy, where the Torah mentions two different death penalties, where it says in the Pasuk, Oiv Yadayni Moisumas, which Oi is separating, to tell you whichever one you do, you're going to get a death penalty, but they're said in one negative prohibition. Where either the pasuk is as Rashi brings layimsa b'cha, or shouldn't be found by you b'shoil oiv yudaini, and someone who asks by the necromancy of oiv yudaini, or it's like others bring down the pasuk al tifner ala oivis, but those are liabilities where one is chayev a carbon because by them it says karis, where it says benefesh asher tifner ala oivis, which says that they're going to be chayev for karis, and therefore we know there's a chiv of a carbon, and that was your question. This said the chayev a carbon, even though they're said in one negative prohibition. But the fact that the Torah mentions that they have separate death penalties, would that go ahead and divide them into separate carbon chatzis, and if they do both of them in one lapse of awareness to be liable too, or not, would it only have one liability? So Amalei, and so the Gersa is that he said to him, in, yes, that was my question. I meant two mises and one lav. So on that Amalei, he says to him, and the Gersa takes out the doubt, okay, if that's the case, ha'pluk to Rebbi Yechon Rish Lakish. That's a dispute. Your question is a dispute between Rebbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Because as the Gersa says, that's not gabi hanes kalim. Like we learned regarding what's called Elu Helan Haskalin, which is in Perek Dal Mises and Sanhedrin of Samachim and Alf, when it goes through the list of those different types of death penalties, where it talks about those who get stoned, Arbal Oiv Yudaini mentions Oiv Yudaini, two different types of necromancy, that each one, if one violates it, it gets the punishment of Skila. Now, Bakashlon, we had the question and said, Maishno Gabi Skilas, Tani Yudaini, why were the mentions in Masechta Sanhedrin, those who get the punishment of being stoned? It mentions not only Oiv, but also Yudaini, but Gabi Krisis Lay Tani Yudaini. But in our Mishnah, when it talks about those who get a punishment of Karas, it doesn't mention Yudaini, it only mentions that of Oiv. And Omer Biechanan, Rabbi Yechon had said that it's coming to tell you that, yeah, because regarding both of them, if you do both, that you're only going to be liable for one. Why? Since both of them are said in one negative prohibition, so therefore, yeah, there's not going to be a chilek of chatos between the two of them, and therefore it only mentions one of them, because like we said, the whole reason why I mentioned all the kriyas in our Mishnah, and it says that number, because it's coming to tell you the amount of chatos one could be liable if you do behalim achas, and that one would only be liable 36, or as we said, really 34, and not 35, because if you die, you're only liable for one, because they're both in one negative prohibition, even though they have separate chiv and mises. But then the question is, okay, so it has to say one, but b'nei yudayni b'lo yinim b'al oiv. So why does it pick oiv? Let it say yudayni, not oiv. Says the Gemara, k'sav v'tana held, hayla pasach hakasa b'al oiv. Since the pasach opens up and says oiv first, therefore that's the one that mentions and doesn't pick yudayni. That's Rabbi Yechon's interpretation. Pshlakash, I mean, he said, no, the reason why it doesn't mention yudayni is hayla v'im b'y maisa. Since there's no action done to it. That's why there's not going to be a chiv of carbon, because the liability of a carbon is only if there's an action done, what we call generally a loisase. But oiv has an action, because what happens is someone has to close his armpits and then hold the bone over there, which the bone speaks from his armpit. That's an action that he has to do. Whereas yidayin, he just puts the bone that's called chaya, of the from this bone called chaya, in his from an animal called yidua, in his mouth, and then it speaks. So he doesn't have to do anything. It's totally passive. Therefore, since there's no action, that's why it's not going to be a chiv of carbon. That's why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah, which the whole purpose of the creases was to say the amount of carbon chatzis it can be chayv. So says the Gemara, "V'shlokesh my time alamik Rabbi Yechonon." Why didn't he say like Rabbi Yechonon? Because it says one lav, and that's where only chayv one. So Amar Papa, the chalukin he b'mises, because they have separate, they're separate regarding the death penalties that they get, and therefore yes, if not for the fact that there's no action. And this is where the disagreement is regarding the question we would ask. The fact that they have different death penalties would separate regarding their liabilities of a karma chatzis, because since they're separate regarding mises, so therefore it would have been separate. And therefore the Mishnah should have said it had it been a bar carbon. But he's saying there's no carbon for it because there's no action. But Rabbi Yechon Amloch, he would tell you, no, chalukah delav, have a chalukah. The fact that they have different negative prohibitions is what makes it into a separation. But chalukah de mises, lev a chalukah. The fact that it has separate death penalties is not separate. And here, since it has one lav, it's not going to be considered separate, and therefore, it's not going to have a liability, even if it had an action. That's why he says that it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yechon might tell me Kresh Lakish. Why didn't he say like Kresh Lakish? That the reason is because also there's no action. That also should be a reason why it's exempt. Says the Gemara, Ksavar, he held, Man Tana Krisa, who the Tana of Mishnah of Krisa, it's Rabbi Kiva. Doma that he says, it's brought later on of Dalam and Alf, and it points out why it has to be Rabbi Kiva, that it comes to explain why is a Magad of a blasphemer liable for a carbon, is because Libi in the Maisa. A blasphemer is not doing an action, and still is Chai of a carbon, because you don't need to have an action, therefore you cannot say like Rish Lakish. Which Rish Lakish, he would tell you, no. You're right. Nihidra b'kiva le'maisa le'boy maisa rabbi. Right, the halacha of a mishnah like a b'kiva, and he holds you don't need to have a big action from the fact that it's included the case of megadif, but maisa zuta b'boy. But you do need to have a small action, which that's by speaking is a small action, and in contrast to yidaini, which is no action whatsoever. That's why it's not mentioned. But the fact from the fact that it says megadif, that tells us that you don't need to have a maisa rabba, but you still need to have a maisa zuta, and therefore that's the reason why yudaini is excluded, because there's no action, even a small action. But again, what we said before is the machlekes Rabbi Yechonon Shlokesh, regarding the question that we asked, is chiluk lav, is chiluk mises going to be enough, or does it have to be chiluk lav? And that's machlekes Rabbi Yechonon Shlokesh. But the Gemara continues now in clarifying what we just mentioned before. So we're saying that we mentioned oiv, not yudaini, contra Shlokesh, because oiv has a maisa and yudaini doesn't. So as the Gemara, ba'loiv my maisa is. But what's the action by this necromancy of oiv? It's hakasha zera'isav hava maisa. By keeping his arms plucked down, that's an action. So as the Gemara, and megadav my maisa is. But what's the action by blasphemer? Akima safasav hava maisa. The turning of his lips when he has to speak, to so to speak, chasham curse God, that's an action. Now the Gemara continues, it says, kasaga daitach. The assumption would be, and the fact that Rish Lakish says, that Hakasha Zeraisav, by keeping his arms down by the Baal Oiv, that we're saying that that's considered an action. And we see in the Mishnah that Rabbanan only dispute the case of Megadith. That they say that no, there's not going to have a Chiv of Chatas. But they don't disagree in the case of Baal Oiv. So obviously, Hakasha Zeraisav have a Maisa Zuta Afal Rabbanan. That would obviously prove that even the Rabbanan, who they hold you need to have an action, they agree that no, Megadav is not considered a Maisa Zuta, which obviously Rabbi Kiva does hold according to Rish Lakish, that they disagree. But they agree that keeping their arms down, even according to Rabbanan, and therefore they don't dispute that case, would be considered at least a small action to be liable to Karma Chatas. The Maisa, the Gemara asks from the following Braisa, Babitzka Chavim, by idolatry, Says the Brayis, one's only liable if one does something that has an action related to it. Kogain, for example, Shazivach, he slaughters, Vekitar, he burns, Venisach, he pours libation, Vishtachav, he bows. Now, Vakashlam, we had asked the question, but Hishtachav less b'maisa. You're saying it requires an action, then you say bowing down, that there is no action regarding idolatry. Of Amr Shlakish, and he said, Hamani, who's the town of this Brayis, Rabbi Kivi, Damalibi in the Maisa, that you don't really need to have an action. Meaning, you don't need to have a big action, small, but you don't really need to have an action. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, Philotem Rabbana. Could even be like Rabbana, that requires an action. But Kfifis Kemasa, have a Maisa. Bowing down one's height, bending it over, which is bowing, have a Maisa, it's considered an action. Says the Gemara, Machlal, the Sphil Rish Lakish, but the obvious point is that, obviously, Rish Lakish held that when he had to say it's like Rabbi Kiva, is because Alibid Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Kfivis Kemase, bowing down one's height, as the Girsa brought in the Shittim of Kabetz Ischa Bezes, Loi have a Maisa, that's not an action. Now, Hashtin, the Girsa says, yes, Shleima, now you're going to say Kfivis Kemase, and the Girsa continues in the Gemara, Rabbanan, Lo have a Maisa, bowing down one's height is not an action. So, Kosha's Raisa of have a Maisa, so just keeping one's arms down is an action, if bowing down one's whole height is not. How could Hakosha's Raisa be an action? But then why don't the Rabban disagree in the case of Baal Oiv too? Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right, Ki Kamar Shlokesh Hakashas Raisa Hava Maisa. When Shlokesh said that keeping one's arms down is an action, and therefore that's counted in the Mishnah, why Baal Oiv is Chayiv in contrast to the Yudayim, which is not doing anything, is considered action, and the Gersha takes out the word Zuta, that was a Libid Rebbe Kiva. Even that halacha, which is saying the Mishnah is anyways like Rebbe Kiva, was on like Rebbe Kiva. Avla Rabban Allah Hava Maisa. According to Rabban, it's not an action. So the Gemara, if that's the case, so then why do the Chacham dispute at the end of the Mishnah? They say, oh, one exception is Megadif, a blasphemer, this is not going to be Chiv Chatzis, because there's no action, but Nisni Yatsa Megadif Ubal Oiv, they should have disputed two cases, Megadif and Baal Oiv, which we're seeing that they also don't consider as an action. So the Gemara, you're right, one out of two is they picked, but you're right, they dispute also regarding Baal Oiv, they just picked one case to show that not all of them are included. It says the Gemara, then, but listening Baal Oiv, Baloi listening Megadav. Why do they pick Megadav? Pick Baal Oiv and not Megadav to disagree on. It says the Gemara, no, Megadav Itzrochale was necessary for them to dispute in the case of Megadav. Why? So, you would have thought to say, Hailuk Siv Karis Delay, since the Karis of Megadav is mentioned by Mokum Karbin, it's mentioned there in the Pasig by Avodah Zarah that's liable for a Karbin. In Parsha Shlach, it says, Nefesh Kisechot or Beshkagah, if someone's going to sin by mistake, by Avodah Zarah, he's going to have to bring a goat in his first year. And in that same parasha, it talks about a Nefesh Ashtasa B'Adrama B'Nichrusa, which is talking about Megadif. So therefore, you would have thought to say, since it mentions the Karas of Megadif by the parasha of Karbon, so the Gira says, Ema Maidu Leil Rebbe Kiva, maybe they would agree to Rebbe Kiva, that since its Karas is mentioned by Rebbe of Karbon, that one would be liable for Karbon over there, even though it's technically there's no action done with it. Kamash Malan Delay, therefore we have to say specifically regarding Megadav that it is excluded. Balay for sure we know, because no action. But Megadav, even though it's mentioned by the Chiv of Carbon, there's not going to be a liability of carbon because there's no action that's done with it. Another interpretation, Ula Amar, he says that the reason why the Rabban do not disagree in the case of Baal Oiv, which we had asked, that's what I mean, that's no action. So therefore, just like they disagree with Megadav, they should also disagree by Baal Oiv. So that Ula explains, no, when we're mentioning in the Mishnah Baal Oiv, we're not talking about the classic case of keeping the arm down to hold the bone under his by his armpit. Rather, Baal Oiv Diktani, in our Mishnah, when it mentions Baal Oiv, is b'mekato l'sheid. The reason why Rabban don't dispute that case is talking about when he burns as a sacrifice for the master of the demons, that's the type of Oiv that he's doing. Oh, that's an action. But Matzkala Rava asked him that interpretation. He says, "Imkin haina Oiv v'itzkacham." Well, that's the worship of idolatry. So why is it why is it mentioned individually than the case of Avodah Zarah that we already mentioned in the Mishnah? So Elam Rava, rather Rava gives a different interpretation. It's Mekatur l'sheid amanas l'chabri. He's not worshipping it when he's burning incense for it. He's burning for the demon for the intention that it should attach itself to help him with his sorcery. But he's not burning it to worship it as a god. So it's not Avodah Zarah. Rather, it's the case of Baal Oiv. Then the Bais says to him, according to his interpretation, Imkin Hainu Chaver Chaver. Well, then this is a different law mentioned in the Torah, that of attaching with an attachment, which it's not a punishment of Karas, and not a punishment of the death penalty. Chaver Chaver is only negative prohibition. So how are you saying that this is something that's going to get a Chiv of Karas if this is your classic case of Chaver Chaver? That Amalei said to him, no. Tayru Amr, you're right, usually Chaver Chaver is just a law. But the Torah says, Chaver Chaver Kogain Zeh, when someone does this Chaver Chaver, like in the case we're describing of what we're calling Baal Oiv, where he's burning it for the master of the demons, that's peskila. That if one does that with a warning deliberately, he would get skila. If he does deliberately without a warning, it's karas. And one does it by mistake, lechayev a kar mechazas. That's the case in the Mishnah that is an action that the Rabban agree to, and if they don't agree, disagree on the case of balayif. But then the question is about lechayev a chaver de balav. So then this that the Torah, when it mentions that chaver chaver is only a negative prohibition, heydein hu. So what case is that? So Malay said them kiddetan. That's like we learned the brisa. For chaver chaver, that's echad chaver gadol. Whether if someone's going ahead and attaching to himself large wild animals and bringing them together, echad chaver katan. If someone's attaching small wild animals together, that he's making an incantation and connect them together through sorcery. And even if he's just attaching snakes and scorpions, chayv is going to be liable. Meaning, when he's doing it to attach to him, that's chayv karas. When he's just attaching the animals together, that's what the Torah says is just a negative prohibition. So Amabayi says, and the Girsa is, and the Shid Megabetza is Chavtes, Hilkach Verfa Fila, taking out the next three words, then therefore it comes out even Lemitzmat Zibur Vakraba, even to attach a fly and a scorpion, a bee and a scorpion, which it's not even something significant, Usr, that's going to be forbidden to go ahead and do that incantation of Chavr Chavr. That's where the negative prohibition of the Torah would apply. However, because of Basrei Shari, but if they're coming after him and he's doing this Chavr Chavr to save himself, so then they would be permitted. Now the Gemara goes back to ask what we mentioned before. L'Rab Yechanan, the Amar Kafivis Kaimasa have a mice, like we mentioned, we said according to Rab Yechanan, when it was coming to explain that Brisa that we said, and regarding the four actions that are necessary to be chai of Avodah Zarah, so one of them was the Shtachavah, we said bowing down, where's there an action? So we had two interpretations of Rabbi Yechanan Shlok. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he said, yeah, Dama Kefivis Kemas have a mice, bowing down one's height is considered an action. So then we have a question. Akima says, Gitin Tab of Dal Menav, Safasav, so then the moving of one's lips, as the Shita adds on the words, Nami Osel Rabbanan, Nahava Maisa Gabi Megadiv. So why do they disagree by Megadiv? Which is because we're saying that there's no ma'isa. What do you mean? If bowing down one's height is an action, why is there any different moving one's lips? That's just we could sit in action, and therefore the Rabban should agree that one is chayav achatas in the case of Megadav. So Amaravi says, no, shana Megadav. The case of Megadav, blasphemer, is different. Harlvi yeshne belev, since it is in one's heart, meaning the primary prohibition, primary problem with Megadav is really in the evil in one's heart, where he knows who he's blaspheming, which is chas v'shalom God. So therefore, the action that he's doing with his lips is not really considered the primary element to say that it's a negative prohibition with an action. In contrast, bowing down, where we see he's bowing down, the primary violation is in the action. Or a little bit more is that by the case of Megadav, since it's in his heart, the primary isser is the thinking of the heart, and there's no action. What he's speaking is only verbalizing what he's already doing wrong in his heart. But bending down one's height, that's the primary isser. Because if he would speak about accepting the idol without bowing down, he wouldn't be liable, because there the primary is not in the heart, rather it's the action that he's doing that he's being liable for, and therefore that is where the liability is going to be. But although you're right, Akima Safasav, like the Gemara says, Ba'ama, Akima Safasav, Amaisi, right. Generally moving the lips, like Rabbi Yechanan says, bending down or moving the lips would be an action, but here, Megadav is not primarily in the lips, it's really in the heart. But Masa Reb Zer, however, asked from a Brais and Teres Kainam, which is talking about the Par Kain Mashiach, when the anointed Kain does an Isser, he has to bring a bull. So the Brisa says, now, if we already included things which are related to Avodah Zarah, things that are not related to Avodah Zarah, so I would think that there would be included of a Mesis or Madiach or Edom Zayman, that they would also be included in the Karbonis that are going to be a liability, which is someone seduces someone to do Avodah Zarah, or he's Edom Zayman, which he was false witnesses. So the Brisa says, no, it says V'asa, it has to be something that's related to an action, that these are excluded with, there's no action doing for them. So therefore, they're not included in this Chiyav Chatas. But on that, and as the words of the Brisa, like Reb Zeir quotes, Yatsa Edom Zayman, no, that excludes the Edom Zayman, which they had been refuted because people said they were somewhere else. Shema Maisa, but there's no action, therefore they cannot be included in the liability of that Chatas. But Vamai, but why, ha, the Pasuk says in the Varam, Al Pik Siv Behen, it says, Al Pishnei Edom, it talks about regarding the testimony of the mouths of the words of the witnesses, that's what their act that they did. And therefore, now that they became Edom Zayman, we should say, Akimis Piv Havamaisa. The moving of the lips was an action. So how are you saying, oh, in general, it's going to be considered an action? But here you have Edom Zayman that we're seeing is being excluded from the Halach of Chatas because it doesn't have action, but you're saying Akimis Piv is an action? Some Rabbi says, no, Shana Edom Zayman, they're also, it's different by Edom Zayman, the witnesses that lied. Because ultimately, the primary testimony that they're doing was really with the vision of their eyes. They're testifying what they saw. So vision is not considered an action. Again, here also, the words that they're saying is just verbalizing the primary thing which was in their eyes. That's similar to the case that we said by Magana, which the primary thing is in the heart, and therefore that's what's considered, that it doesn't have an action to be chayav on the chiyuv of chatas. But again, yes, as Rabbi Yechanan said, bowing down one's height or even moving one's lips generally would be considered a ma'isa to be chayav of karma chatas.